Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to the T2T podcast. My name is Marissa J, and my booty stank. Hey, y'all. My TT's sick, so she told me to step in and handle this. So, I don't know what's been going on, so I'm just going to get on YouTube and read out a whole bunch of YouTube titles, and then I'm going to get on Instagram and read out a whole bunch of Instagram posts, because I don't know what's going on in the world. Okay, let's see. No, you know what? I'm going to read you guys my YouTube history. Okay. Colleen Ballinger being accused of racism. Quote, she was cruel. Man goes on a mass shooting spree at hospital maternity ward. Update, Rudy's family tells all. Houston police give statement. Mama Bear and her trigger teddies are hunting us. Dark Deception Chapter 4, Number 4, Playthrough. First televised exorcism didn't go well. The haunting of... My bad, I accidentally pressed play on the video, so it didn't finish. The haunting of the Becker family. I'm deleting this channel. Jeff FM, episode 99.8. FNAF Sister Location, the movie. Keep scrolling. Bonus, Tasha K is going live. Caitlyn Jenner, from inspiration to embarrassment. Swimming in underwater graveyard. The deadly haunting of Lake Lanier. What else is there? Giant sand fleas. What else? Okay, I'm tired of doing that. I'm gonna get on Instagram and see what's going on. Hopefully it doesn't stop recording this time, because I don't know what happened. Okay. This is Blueface Baby Mama, and she twerking her booty in front of her kid, I guess. Having a party in front of her kid. And it says, not the baby watching these B-words pop day A double snakes in her face like that. And Blueface has the nerve to question Quashawn's parenting. Every single thing about this video is just cringe. Grimace emoji. Y'all, Quashawn has a wanted poster in Oklahoma. Why is this man all over my timeline? Hello, Barbara. This is Shirley. Screaming emoji. Young woman claims she is with child and alleges Lil Meech is the daddy. And she said, I know I ain't the only one evil. TSR, cut the foolery. Since I can't find a model, and it's a man in a dress, modeling is all close. Then, from Aliens Are Black, sorry, there's a train outside. From Aliens Are Black, real alchemy teaches orgasms are the reason for death, and they hide it in films. Then this is boring. Then it's dear God, what am I seeing? Skull emoji. Ain't no way the Island Boys became the Incest Boys. What else? Booty Hole Brown. Beyonce. Resurfaced tweets show Darius Dalton. Who is that? Defending the officers who murdered Alton Sterling in 2016. What would have happened if Alton Sterling listened and followed orders when the officers yelled repeatedly to get on the ground? People tend to ignore the fact that you're supposed to obey the law. He didn't even spell supposed right. Regardless of the circumstances, Alton Sterling didn't comply. I don't know who Darius Dalton is. And Dalton is spelled weird. Gay. Oh, and then the next post is from Hollywood Online. It says, Keke Palmer's boyfriend hops back on Twitter and shares Kanye West's version of hit song Forever. And then I slide and it shows a tweet of Kanye playing Forever at a concert. And Keke Palmer's baby daddy name is Darius Dalton. He better be glad I don't know where he lives, because I learned how to stab tires to where the insurance won't pay for it or whatever. And if I was close enough, I would do it, because I've been waiting to pop some tires. Marissa, if this is a crime, cut it out, please. I don't want to go to jail. Please. I don't want to go to jail. This is boring, too. So, I don't know what else to tell you. But I have 6 ferrets, and it's really, really hot outside. It said it was supposed to thunderstorm all day. It rained for, like, 20 minutes. I'm sitting out in my car, because my boyfriend be coming into the house, into the room, and he just be talking to me, and I don't want him to come in while I'm talking to my besties, you guys. And I forgot to do an ad at the beginning. So this ad is sponsored by, this episode is sponsored by my granny, because she made Marissa. So y'all need to say thank you to my granny, because y'all wouldn't even have this podcast to listen to if it wasn't for my granny. So this episode is sponsored by my granny, and she said that y'all need to like the podcast and give it a thumbs up and give it a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you'd be listening to podcasts, because I think that's all of them. Kindle, Audible. I think I'm just saying names now, but wherever you listen to it, just do it. Just like my auntie's stuff, because she don't feel good, and she told me that if y'all don't support her, then she's not gonna make no more episodes, even when she does feel good again. So, y'all better get on your job. And I'm really sleepy, and I don't know what else to talk about, because I haven't been paying attention to anything except for this Colleen Ballinger thing. And, well, I'll just give you a synopsis on that, because I don't know what else to talk about. So, basically, what happened was, there was, back in a long time ago, this YouTuber, she did Miranda Sings, and she had a show on Netflix called Haters Back Off, and it was really stupid, and it was really inappropriate, and she was talking to her fans in group chats and stuff, and one of the fans, and they were all underage kids, because her stuff is aimed towards underage kids, towards underage kids. And she sent one of them, Adam McIntyre, her draws, and then she gave him her Twitter password and username, and was like, hey, you can post on here and just run it by me first, and if this goes well, then I'll make you my intern or whatever or something. And Adam was 13. And he was, like, her biggest number one fan. And then she made a tweet about Megan Kelly? I don't know. I don't even know who Megan Kelly is. But whoever, it was somebody Megan. And it said, I'm coming out and I'm a Megan Trainor. I'm coming out as a Megan Trainor fan. And then everybody was like, you're queer baiting, blah, blah. So she got canceled. And, well, not really. She just, people got mad at her. So then she got upset and messaged him and was like, why did you do that?
even though she like approved the tweet before he put it out, and was like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And everybody's yelling at me. When? And a whole bunch of other stuff that it's really just too long. But another thing that she did is there's this other girl named Trisha Potatoes, and she is like a SEX worker, and she was her friend, and she's a YouTuber, and she went on her OnlyFans and stuff and screenshotted the pictures of her naked body and sent it in the group chat with the kids so they could all make fun of it together. That is a federal crime. She's not in jail. Why? Because she's white. But and all her fans are kids, so all her fans are sticking up and attacking everybody who has issues and stuff. And some other YouTuber came on, and Adam had made a video in 2020 and was like, hey, this lady did this, all this bad stuff to me. And all her fans and her were like, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. And this other YouTuber came out in June and was like, he's not a liar, Adam didn't lie. And so she made a video talking about almost everything. And then she didn't respond. Colleen Ballinger didn't respond for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then she came out with a ukulele on her YouTube and made a ukulele song called Toxic Gossip Trains. Something, 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 something. Misinformation. Toxic Gossip Train. And it was really stupid, but it stuck in everybody's head. And that is what has been taking up my past 4 weeks, because I love drama. So I've just been watching a whole bunch of drama on YouTube. And Marissa watched it too. But she's not into it as deep as I am. Because like something about like YouTuber drama, especially the white ones, be like, I just love it. Like, keep go, just go crazy, go stupid. This is very fun for me. It's like a circus without the smells. And so that's what I've been paying attention to. And it's been smoky here in Tennessee, and they're trying to say it's from the wildfires in Canada. I don't think it's for real. I think somebody's burning bodies in their backyard. I have nothing else to talk about. I'm sleepy. It's hot in this car because I forgot to bring my keys out. So I'm getting out. This video or podcast is also sponsored by me, Princess Niecy Pooh, because I made the episode and y'all wouldn't be getting an episode without me. And if you like it, like it. And if you don't, too bad. At least you got an episode. And don't be ungrateful. My auntie will be back when she feels better. So if you just couldn't listen to this for a few minutes, that are you really her fan? Are you? Are you? Because you're not even supporting her through supporting me. I'm not even saying, hey, go follow my Instagram. Go blah, 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 blah. Go follow me on Twitter. Go follow me on Snapchat. Go follow me on TikTok. I'm not doing none of that. So just like this video or podcast or whatever this is and call it a day, because you need to support my auntie. Because if you don't, then she's not going to have nobody to talk to her podcast stuff about anymore. And the whole reason she made the podcast was so I didn't have to hear all of this again. Like, when she be talking to stuff you be talking about, y'all. And I love her, but, like, I don't want to be hearing all of that all over again. Even though it's kind of pointless because I listen to the podcast usually. So, I don't know. But, yeah, please do that. And tell her to post some podcasts on conspiracy theories, serial killers, mostly just those two things, because I really like it when she talks about conspiracy theorists and serial killers. And I did not realize I've been talking for 14 minutes. Like, I don't even know what I was doing this whole time. But I'm just going to go ahead and go inside because it's hot and I can't breathe. And it's about as hot outside as it is in my car. So I got to go back inside. So I got to go. Bye.
Love you, Risa.